All right, get this. It's launch day for the Hamster Combat Token.
Oh, wow.
A cryptocurrency for a mobile game.
Okay.
Where, you guessed it,
right,
hamsters fight.
Interesting.
It might sound ridiculous,
yeah,
but their blog post today, September 26, 2024, claims this thing is going to be huge.
Wow.
So today's deep dive is basically an investigation.
Okay.
Can we figure out what actually determines a token's price? Using Hamster Combat as our case study.
I love it. It's like deciphering the economy of a tiny, adorable fighting ring.
Exactly. And leading the charge is their mascot.
Okay.
Hamster Girl.
Yeah.
Who wrote this whole blog post about it.
Okay.
Let me tell you.
Yeah.
She does not hold back the exclamation points.
Yeah.
But before we get to Hamster Girls.
Okay.
Shall we say, unique brand of financial advice.
Yeah.
Let's make sure we're both on the same page about what these tokens actually are.
Right. Because before we can judge whether a token is going to be worth thousands or end up forgotten like a chewed up cardboard tube, we need to understand the basics.
Right.
In simple terms. Cryptocurrency tokens are kind of like digital assets tied to a specific project.
Okay.
Think of them like chips at a casino.
Yeah.
They only really have value within that specific ecosystem.
Okay, so then what Hamster Girl is trying to explain is why people would want these Hamster Combat chips in the first place.
Right.
Right.
Yeah.
And her big argument,
okay,
which she spells out in all caps,
oh boy,
is supply and demand.
A classic for a reason.
Right.
She even gives a pretty decent definition.
Does she really?
Saying it's the difference between the total supply of a token and the level of interest to have this token.
Right.
Basically, if there's a ton of something and nobody cares, it's worthless.
Yeah.
But limit the supply, get people hyped.
Suddenly, you've got yourself a digital hamster frenzy. And Hamster Girl is really banking on a frenzy, let me tell you.
Well, scarcity alone won't make a token valuable long term.
Right.
There needs to be more to it.
Yeah.
Something that gives it lasting worth.
And that's where Hamster Girl brings up utility.
Utility.
Which, in her words,
yeah,
is all about Hamster Combat Season 2.
Okay.
And becoming a massive Web3 gaming platform.
Ah, yes. Utility. The magic word that gets thrown around a lot in the crypto space.
Right. She even drops a line about building a real business, which, honestly, I kind of expected. But what does this have to do with hamsters punching each other in a virtual world? She doesn't really explain that part.
Well, this is where things get interesting.
Yeah.
And why simply understanding supply and demand on the surface level isn't enough to make you a savvy crypto investor. Hamster Girl is hinting at a bigger idea here.
Okay.
How a project's utility,
right,
or its actual usefulness,
yeah,
can impact a token's price.
Okay.
Think of it this way.
Okay.
Would you rather have a token you can only trade with other people, hoping they value it more someday, or a token that gives you access to a whole gaming platform, special items, or even a say in how the game develops?
Okay. I see where you're going with this.
Okay.
Suddenly, those Hamster Combat chips aren't just for show.
Right.
They're your ticket to something bigger.
Exactly.
Yeah.
And if Hamster Combat Season 2 really takes off,
good,
and people need these tokens to participate fully, well,
yeah,
that limited supply Hamster Girl was talking about,
right,
suddenly looks a lot more appealing to investors.
It's like those early days of Ethereum all over again.
Right.
Back then,
yeah,
not many people understood what it was.
Right.
But as more developers piled on, building all those dApps and things,
right,
the value of Ether just skyrocketed.
You got it.
Yeah.
It became the fuel that powered this whole new ecosystem.
Okay.
And that's what Hamster Girl is trying to sell here, whether she realizes it or not.
Right.
If Hamster Combat becomes the platform for these Web3 games,
okay,
holding their token could be like owning a piece of that future.
Okay. But let's say I'm a gamer.
Okay.
Right. What would make me want to buy and actually hold on to these Hamster Combat tokens instead of just,
yeah,
you know, playing the game?
That's the $1 million question.
Right.
And it all comes down to how the token is integrated into the game's ecosystem.
Oh.
Hamster Girl was a little vague on the details.
Right.
Imagine this.
Okay.
You hold a certain amount of tokens.
Right.
And you get access to exclusive items for your hamster fighters.
Hmm.
Or maybe you get to vote on new features for the game.
Okay.
Suddenly, owning the token gives you real influence.
So it's about creating a system where holding the token actually benefits you as a player.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Which then, in theory, could drive up the value of the token itself.
Right. Okay.
And this is how a well-designed token can create a win-win situation for both the developers and the players. developers get to build a passionate community around their game.
Right.
And players get to be more than just consumers. Mm. They become stakeholders.
That's assuming Hamster Combat Season 2 lives up to the hype, which, let's be honest, we've seen a lot of hype in the crypto world, haven't we?
We have.
Yeah.
And that's the critical thing to remember. No matter how entertaining Hamster Girl is,
right,
tokenomics can be fascinating.
Yeah.
But it's not a guaranteed path to riches.
So before we all run out to buy Hamster Combat tokens,
we need to remember, this is just one example.
Okay.
And the same principles apply to any cryptocurrency project.
Right.
Always do your research, look beyond the cute mascots, and understand the underlying value proposition.
Yeah.
What problem is this token trying to solve? What's its real utility?
Right.
And can the team behind it actually deliver?
It's like anything else in the world of investing.
Right.
If it sounds too good to be true,
yeah,
it probably is.
Exactly.
But that doesn't mean we can't learn from Hamster Girls.
Right.
Shall we say?
Yeah.
Passionate pitch.
This whole deep dive into Hamster Combat,
right,
with its over-the-top marketing,
yep,
and promises of hamster-powered riches,
yeah,
has actually been a great way to illustrate some key concepts about cryptocurrency.
So to recap, we've got supply and demand,
right,
the classic economic principle that even Hamster Girl couldn't deny.
Right.
Then we've got utility.
Yes.
Which is basically asking,
yeah,
what can I actually do with this token besides just buy and sell it?
And perhaps most importantly, we've learned that a strong and active community can be the secret sauce that really makes a project take off.
Okay.
Whether we're talking about fighting hamsters or something more conventional.
Right. Remember at the end of the blog post?
Yeah.
When Hamster Girl shouts about hamsters are power, one for all and all for one.
Oh, yeah.
I thought that was just cheesy marketing.
Right.
But you're saying there's actually something to that.
Absolutely. She might have been aiming for a catchy slogan.
Okay.
But she stumbled onto a fundamental truth about the crypto space.
Okay.
The most successful projects aren't just about the tech.
Yeah.
They're about building a community of believers.
Right.
Think about it.
Okay.
The more people who are invested in a project.
Right.
Literally and figuratively.
Right.
The more demand there is for the token, and the more likely it is to succeed.
So it's like a self-fulfilling prophecy.
Exactly.
If enough people believe in the vision,
right,
even if it involves tiny warrior hamsters,
yeah,
it could actually become a reality.
Exactly. And that's something for you to consider.
Yeah.
Even if you never plan on owning a single Hamster Combat token.
Right.
Understanding how these communities function.
Right.
How they can drive innovation and create value.
Mm-hmm.
It's essential if you want to navigate the ever-evolving world of cryptocurrency.
Like we always say.
What's that?
The more you learn, the more you realize how much there still is to learn.
Right.
But hey.
Yeah.
At least we had some fun with fighting hamsters along the way, right?
Right, absolutely. Until next time.
Yes.
Keep those brains engaged and those hamster wheels spinning.